In this verse, Srila Prabhupada explaining that how Narad Muni was a Naistik Brahmachari, Urdhareta Brahmachari, Naistik Brahmachari. So he had never indulged in sex life in this world. So Narad Muni is very special because he was very devoted, completely devoted to Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Prabhupada explaining that we should understand where we are and what is our prime business of our life. So this material world is compared in scriptures, it's compared to different things. Just like it has been told, the material world is sansar karagar, prison house of material existence. It's known as bhavakupa, the deep and dark ditch or oil of material existence. It's known as bhavasagara, this ocean of material existence. This material world is known as sansara davanala, the forest fire of material existence. And also this material world is known as maithunagara. Maithunagara, the place of sex life. Because punsastriya mithuna bhavam tar hidaya granthi ahur. This material world exists because of the desire for sex life. Punsastriya. When a man gets attracted with woman, then hidaya granthi, and the bondage starts from there. Then that expands to children, to house, to community, all kinds of things. So this is the greatest problem of our life, not in our life, the greatest problem of the living entity. So this maithunagara, we all have fallen into this existence of sex life or maithunagara. And Prabhupada is saying that one should try to live as long as possible so that he can cultivate his Krishna consciousness to go back to Godhead. So in this maithunagara, this material world, first we have to understand that why we came here, and second point is how we will get out of this place. So Bhagavad explains in one verse problem and the solution. Saying bhayam ditiya abhinivesatasyat isa apatasya viparjaya asmrita. The first line explains the problem and second line explains the solution. That avhajatang mattatmayaya bhaktyam ekaya isam guru devata atma. So how we fall into this maithunagara and how we will get out of this maithunagara. So we fall into this maithunagara where we are always terrified. We are put into a position, situation that everybody is feared, bhayam. How to speak of ordinary living entities, even great demigods, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, even if Brahma, Abrahma stamba parjanta sarva jagat mayamayam. This material world starting from the blade of a grass, all the Brahma, everyone under the illusory energy of Krishna, and everybody is scared. But we are scared in this material world, why? Bhaya means fear. So where this fear arises from? Bhayam ditya abhinivesatasyat. Sat means arises. The bhaya or fear arises when ditya abhinivesa, when the living entity contemplates upon secondary objects. Contemplates on this body and everything related to body, that is ditya. But the prime, the vastava vastu, Bhagavad saying vidyam vastava vastu, tapatra unmulanam, the material existence that we are going through, suffering from threefold of material miseries, tapatra unmulanam, can be rooted out. Vidyam vastavam atra vastu sivadam tapatra unmulanam. Vidyam vastava vastu, prime object is Krishna. But when we contemplate upon secondary object, Isha Apatasya, it has been stated Isha Apatasya. Isha means Ishvara, Apatasya means we turn our face from Ishvara or Krishna. So when we turn our face away from Krishna, Isha Apatasya, then Viparjaya Asmritaha. And this forgetfulness of our relationship with Krishna puts us into this precarious situation of material existence. So now, how one can become free from this? All this happens because of Tatmaya. Because of his illusory energy, all these things are happening under the supervision of Lord Krishna's illusory energy. Whatever great personality one may be, it is very difficult to overcome the Maya Shakti. Daivihesa gunamai mama maya durataya mam evam je prapadyante maya metam tarantite. And through his illusory energy is controlling everything. And we are completely bewildered in this material world. Just to give example of this illusory energy of Krishna, how it works in this material world, there's one description in Purana. Once Narad Muni, he went to Vaikuntha and he met Lord Vishnu and said, "Lord Vishnu, I am just coming back from earthly planet, but I see there is some illusory energy is acting very strongly in this material world. What is this illusory energy? Can you explain me how this illusory energy is working upon the people?" Then Lord Vishnu said, "Oh, I am very busy now. You have to wait for some time. When I finish my job, then I'll explain to you what is this illusory energy." Then Lord Vishnu, busy means within 1 second he can become free from busy. Everything he can manage in one moment. So in office work finish, then okay, Narad Muni, I am very tired of sitting whole day in office managing everything. So I'll explain to you, let us have a walk. While walking, so I'll explain to you everything. So Narad Muni along with Vishnu, they're walking through the street. Then all of a sudden Narad Muni, he could realize that he is entering the very beautiful kingdom. The scenery of that area is very nice forest, fountain, birds are nicely making nice sound vibration, trees are filled with flowers and fruits, nice roads are there, and Narayan talking to Narad Muni and walking on the street. At one point Narad Muni, he felt a little thirsty. So Narad Muni said, "Narayan, I'm feeling very thirsty. Can I get some water to drink?" Narayan said, "Oh, where can you get water? But I know nearby there is a river. You go to that river and you can, I'm sitting here waiting in this crossing. You go to that river, when you come back, then again I'll explain you what is this Maya." Then Narad Muni went to drink water into the river. She was just bending to drink, to pick up some water to drink. Then all of a sudden somebody calls from the back, "Oh, Narad Muni, Narad Muni." Then Narad looked back, there is one person who lives in forest, tribal person. So he's approaching Narad Muni, "Oh, what are you doing?" I'm very thirsty, I'm drinking some water." "So no, Narad Muni, you please come to my house is nearby. I have nice water, I will give you there." So Narad Muni thought, "This is so inconvenient to drink water like this. Better I go to his house, so I can drink water." So Narad Muni went to his house. Then this person said, "Oh, Narad Muni, I am so fortunate that you have come to my house. How can I just give you some water? I must feed you something. You please wait. I am just going to bring some fruits from the forest." And he had a daughter. He told his daughter, "You please look after the sadhu, Narad Rishi, and very soon I'll come back from the forest with some fruits, then we can do some sadhu seva." Then this person, father left, and the daughter is taking care of sadhu, fanning sadhu and taking care of sadhu. In the meantime, Narad Muni, he developed attraction for this girl. And both of them, they spoke to each other, they said, "We should marry each other." Then when father came back, then Narad Muni gave this proposal. Then father was very happy. "Oh, I am so fortunate. I will get a great personality, saintly person like you as my son-in-law. No? So due to my past previous sukriti, I am getting this. Okay, no problem." Then he arranged the marriage between Narad Muni and this girl. And Narayana is still sitting in the crossing. Narad Muni drank water and married to this girl. Then long time, many years been spent. In the meantime, Narad Muni, he got one son, baby son, and is going to the field for plowing the field, for growing the crops, taking care of the family, children, helping his wife in different service. So and they are living on the bank of a river. So one day, his wife was grinding. In India, they have one kinds of grinder, say dhenki, means they are husking the grain. Both Narad Muni and that lady, they are engaged in that work. Outside the house, the son, the small son, small boy was playing. Then all of a sudden, Narad Muni heard, both of them heard, something fell into the river. Then Narad Muni, then the mother said, hey, something sounds like fell into the river. Maybe our son fell into the river. Narad Muni said, no, why he'll fall into the river? Somebody else must have fallen into the river. But mother is more little soft-hearted. She could not tolerate. She just went to check the husband. Then she went outside. And she saw, it's true, that her son had fallen into the river. And she shouted and she was screaming. And she was trying to rescue her son. Then after some time it happened that she also fell into the river. But when she fell into the river, some big sound came. Then Narad Muni thought, what is this? Something serious must be happening there. So Narad Muni went outside the room. And when he went outside the room, then he saw the son is drowning. And wife also drowning. Both of them, they've fallen into the river. Then Narad Muni got very worried. Narad Muni, in the meantime, he had stopped chanting Narayan, Narayan. Just only busy, taking care of his household life. But he has not given up his Veena. Veena still holding in his hand. So he's thinking, okay, let this boy drown. If I get my back my wife, I'll get more son. So let me rescue her first. So Narad Muni is trying to rescue her with her Veena. Veena has a stick, putting to catch through her hair, trying to pull her. So when Narad Muni is trying and this lady is floating in the water, and Narad Muni following, going. At certain point, it happened that the soil in the bank of the river, also the landslide, fell into the river. Narad Muni also fell into the river. So the son is inside the river, mother is inside the river, Narad Muni fell into the river. At that time, Narad Muni shouted, oh, Narayan! No? Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopalananda Ki Subhanumana Ki Jai. So Narad Muni shouted, Narayan! Then all of a sudden, Narad Muni saw that Narayan is standing next to him and Narayan is patting behind him. Narad Muni, now you understand what is Maya? Actually, he nothing has happened. He just went through the whole trip. He was there, but all he imagined, he realized this is what Maya is. No. He's starting, this is what Maya is. Tat Maya. By his religion and Abhajatang. So those, they worship Lord Hari, Lord Krishna. So they can become free. The second line explains how to become free from this bhoy, from this fear. Abhajatang. Those are engaged in worshipping that Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari. By whose illusory energy all these things we are, and how to worship, and whom to worship? Bhaktya Eka Isham. The worshipable object is only Ishwara, and the process is only Bhakti. And to accept that Guru Devata Atma, one has to accept the Guru, the spiritual master as Devata, as Lord of his life, and Atma as is non-different from Guru. He should feel non-different from Guru. Does not mean like Mayavadis, they think we are non-different from God, means we are like God, we become one with God. non different from God, non different from Guru. Ekatma means disciples understanding becomes same as Guru's understanding. Ekatma become one with Guru. No difference between Guru and disciples. Prabhupada explained that three kinds of disciples are there. One kind of disciple, if Guru will instruct him, please do these things, then disciple will say, yes, I will do, and he will go, and he will not come back again. It is known as the firecracker disciples. Firecrackers means you send a firecracker to the sky, he never comes back. The firecracker's disciples. And second kind of disciple is there, he will do, but unless Guru say, I will not do. Whatever Guru say, then I will do. If Guru does not say, I will not do. In that group of disciples, something nice and something very dangerous also. Whatever Guru say, Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya. Otherwise I don't do anything. It's a nice story my Guru Maharaj once was telling. One Guru was going with his disciple some Tirtha Jatra. I very vaguely remember the story, very old story. And Guru was going with the disciple. So Guru was riding on the horse, and disciple, you accompany with me, we'll go for Tirtha Jatra. So disciple walking behind the Guru, and on top of the horse, Guru is sitting, and all his paraphernalia, dress, utensils, everything they have put on top of the horse. So after some time, horse is walking, disciple going behind the horse, some lota fell, something fell from the bag of Guru, but disciple did not care. Something fell, did not pick up. Then when they reached at some place to spend their night, Guru asking, hey, what happened to these things? So that fell on the ground. So you did not pick up, but you did not tell me to pick up that. You did not tell. Then you are so foolish, stupid. Are something, we are going, something falls from the horse. You should pick that up. Why did you pick up? Okay, now if something falls from the horse, I have to pick up. Now I will follow you, whatever you say, I will follow you. Then Guru riding on the horse going, after some time, the horse had to pass some stool. So falling from the horse, the Guru, the disciple went and picked up the stool. Guru, please take this thing. What is this? Your whatever instruction you gave, you told me whatever falls from the horse, this fell from the horse. You are such a stupid, foolish fellow, no? What to do with this guy? No, okay. I'll make a list of the things. I'll make a list. So Guru made a big list that I have my cloth, my kopin, my lota, this, that. All this, if any of these things will fall from the horse, you pick that up and give to me, not the horse tool. So Guru sat down on the horse and disciple walking. Something happened on the way that the horse got a little agitated. Then Guru fell from the top of the horse. Then horse walking and disciple was walking on the street. Did not care to the Guru to pick him up. And Guru screamed, hey, pick me up. And disciple looking to the list, whether he is Guru did not tell me, you didn't write to pick me up from here. So this is Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya. So those group of disciples, they, if Guru say I'll do, they don't use their intelligence, that what Guru is saying, how to follow that. But there are Guru. Guru says something. That we do, sometimes we understand what Guru say to me to do, what sometimes we do not understand. Why that happens? The Guru gives instructions to us to do something, same time he gives understanding and he gives also ability. To sincere disciples. To give understanding and ability also. That's why Krishna is saying, he is there within the heart of each and every living entity. Jive sakhat nahitate guru chaitya rupe sikha guru hoya Krishna mahanta sarupe. The living entity had no information about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why he manifests in two forms. As chaitya guru paramatma, from within he is inspiring, and as Sikha Guru, from outside he is giving inspiration. So in this way, Guru gives understanding so to his sincere devotee. But the Guru has to instruct, you do this, then he will do that. The first class disciple, ekatma. The guru and disciple are like equal, same, non-different. That kind of guru-disciple relationship when established, for guru to tell disciple, you please do this, not necessary. Disciple will automatically understand what my guru wants. And according to guru's desire, disciple will work. So much non-different relationship, guru and disciple relationship is so intimate. The guru-disciple will understand, it's like my atma, my soul. Guru is my soul. So that point, Dibya Jnana Hridaya Prakashita, the transcendental knowledge, real transcendental realization will manifest. And in this way, Tatya Anukampasu Sumikshamana. So disciples will be waiting. When Lord will give His blessings, the Guru will give His blessings unto Him. A very nice example in regards to the relationship of Guru and disciple, how intimate it could be. From the life of Ramchandra Kaviraj, we can understand. So once near Katua, there is a place Jajigram. So there Narottam Das Thakur is living. Narottam Das Thakur was staying there. And one day Narottam Das Thakur, Utsinivas Acharya, they are sitting under a tree. And there is a road next to the tree. And one person, there is a marriage ceremony taking place. So one person was carried by palanquin. There is Ramchandra Kaviraj. Ramchandra Kaviraj, on marriage day, he was carried by palanquin. And he looks very beautiful, very nice personality. And Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Thakur, they are sitting under the tree and they are talking to each other. Just see, such a nice, beautiful personality. And tonight he will be slaughtered. No? It's marriage day, they are talking, tonight he will be slaughtered. And his life will be wasted, he will get in the bondage of this family life. See what is the poor man, what is happening to him. So Ramchandra Kaviraj, he could hear that. Ramchandra Kaviraj is not an ordinary personality. And Narottam Das and Srinivas Acharya, they are not ordinary personality. Something just, he heard from them, and he put so much impact upon Ramchandra Kaviraj. That night he went to his house. The same night the marriage ceremony took place, the same night he has shown, he, that's one sentence by hearing from them, he got so much realization, he just left his house. He left his house and he became Babaji, came to the ashram of Narottam Thakur and Srinivas Acharya. I want to become devotee here. So Narottam Das and Srinivas Acharya accepted and he became disciple of Srinivas Acharya. And many years passed. And become a very nice, great disciple of Srinivas Acharya, doing all kinds of menial service, taking him to river and bathing, to bath Narottam Thakur, all menial service he used to do. One day Srinivas Acharya called Ramchandra Kaviraj, said, Ramchandra, you got married, but same night you left your wife and we came here. But this is not good. After your marriage you should spend some time with your wife. So you should go and spend some time with your wife, then you come back. Then though Ramchandra Kaviraj had no interest to go to his house for the guru's instruction, so he said, okay, I'll go to my house for one night to meet with my guru, with my wife, to follow your instruction. So that day he went, Ramchandra Kaviraj went, Telyabadhuri, his house in Telyabadhuri. So Ramchandra Kaviraj was such a great devotee, he was not an ordinary devotee. His brother was Govinda Kaviraj. So Govinda Kaviraj was a great Kali worshipper. He was a great Kali worshipper. And Govinda Kaviraj had a pond. And inside the pond, there was a nice lotus flower. So one day Ramchandra Kaviraj, because he is a Vishnu Bhakta, Govinda Kaviraj was a Kali Bhakta, they were inimical with each other. Inimical means they don't like each other. He's a Kali worshipper, he's a Vishnu worshipper. So one day Ramchandra Kaviraj, he saw a nice, beautiful lotus flower. So he was thinking mentally, oh, such a nice lotus flower. But that pond is belongs to Govinda Kaviraj. His brother is Kali worshipper. So Ramchandra is thinking, oh, such a beautiful, nice lotus flower. If I could offer it to Krishna, it would be so nice. Mentally he was offering to Krishna. And that day, that morning, Govinda Kaviraj, he collected the same lotus flower and he was putting at the lotus feet of Mother Kali. So when he put at the lotus feet of Kali, again the flower fell down. Then again he picked up and put again, and again fell down. Again and again he is putting at her feet and again falling down. And that day night Kali appeared to him. He said, "What are you doing? That flower is already offered to my husband, to Lord Krishna. How can something offered to my husband be putting on my feet? She put that flower on my head, then I accept it." So this is what the devotion of Ramchandra Kaviraj. That he mentally offered something and Kali didn't accept, thinking that is offered to Lord Krishna. And when he went to meet with his wife, then wife, as Ramchandra Kaviraj was a great devotee, wife was so much devoted, first marriage, first day, she lost her husband, and after years he is coming back, and that lady was such a pious lady, devotional minded lady, she did not think that, "Oh, now after some time my husband has come, let me enjoy with him." But she was so devotional. When she saw Ramchandra Kaviraj, she was very happy. And she started to ask Ramchandra Kaviraj, "Oh, how is your ashram life? How is your guru? What is Krishna? What is bhakti?" The whole night she was asking only Krishna Katha. And Ramchandra Kaviraj, whole night talking Krishna Katha with her. In the meantime, sun rising. So now Ramchandra Kaviraj thinks, "Oh, now I have to go back to my guru's ashram to serve guru." So he said, "Please forgive me. Now I have to go to serve my guru." So Ramchandra Kaviraj running and his wife running behind, "Oh, you are again depriving me from your association." Then Ramchandra Kaviraj left. Then Ramchandra Kaviraj left and went to the ashram back very early morning. Narottam Das Thakur, he is sweeping the courtyard. Narottam Thakur, Ramchandra Kaviraj appeared there. Then Narottam Thakur became very angry. Where had you gone? You went to meet with your wife, whole night you spent your time with your wife, and you have not taken bath, you are contaminated coming here. He became very angry, and he was sweeping the courtyard with the broom, and he took the broom, and he gave a good medicine on his back, back of Ramchandra Kaviraj. With the broom he beat him. And Ramchandra Kaviraj was very happy to get some blessings from Narottam Das Thakur. He did not mind, he went. And that day, noontime, every day, the noontime, this Srinivas Acharya, he goes to take bath in the Ganges. So when Srinivas Acharya went to Narottam Thakur, he used to go and rub his body. Narottam Thakur used to rub Srinivas Acharya's body. When Srinivas Acharya was taking bath, Narottam Thakur, he saw that is spot, the broom, broom spot, that stick, there is spot marks there on the back of Narottam Thakur. Then, "Hey, what happened to you? How? Somebody beat you?" Then Narottam Thakur, he told on verse in indirect way, "The same person who is beating me, now he is asking me as if he doesn't know anything." In indirect way, he is telling, "What, the same person beating you? I never beat you like this." "Yes, you beat me. When did I beat you?" "You beat Ramchandra Kaviraj." "That you beat Ramchandra Kaviraj, that mark is on my back." So Ramchandra Kaviraj was so, this is ekatma. This is to be one with Guru and Krishna. They are so non-different from each other that Narottam Thakur, he beat Ramchandra Kaviraj, but that mark was on the back of Narottam Thakur. So these kind of disciples are most powerful. Relationship is so strong. When Srinivas Acharya was in Birbhum, not in Birbhum, in Bankura, Vishnupur, Srinivas Acharya was guru of the king. So in Vishnupur, sometimes Srinivas Acharya, he used to sit in meditation. In meditation, he used to enter into Krishna's pastime. He used to enter into Krishna's pastime. Once he entered into Krishna's pastime, usually 1 hour, 2 hour, he meditated on Krishna's pastimes, then he comes back. Then once it happens, for whole day, he is still meditating. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Then what happened? Then everybody thought maybe he died, but still he is breathing, everything is normal. So immediately they send information, Ramchandra Kaviraj, you please come. Please see what happened to your guru like this. Then when Ramchandra Kaviraj came, then he saw, then he knows what happened to my guru. The guru must have gone to enter into the pastimes of Krishna. And Ramchandra Kaviraj said, okay, so now I will go in meditation. You wait until I come back. So everybody waiting. Then Ramchandra Kaviraj, he sat down in meditation. And through his meditation he went to Vrindavan. Where did my guru went? To serve the guru. And when he went, then he saw in Jamuna river, Srinivas Acharya is there in Jamuna river. Radharani was taking bath. Then once she lost her ankle belt. And everybody searching for the ankle, all the gopis along with Srinivas Acharya, Rupa Goswami, everybody searching, where is Radharani's ankle belt? Then Ramchandra Kaviraj went, and he also searching, where is the ankle belt of Srimati Radharani? And all of a sudden, Ramchandra Kaviraj, he found this ankle belt. Then when he found the ankle belt, he did not run to Radharani, Radharani, this is the ankle belt, please take. If you would get, you would run to Radharani, to get favor of Radharani. But he ran to Srinivas Acharya. And he did not run to Radharani. He went to Srinivas Acharya. And when Srinivas Acharya received, he did not run to Radharani. He went to Rupa Goswami. Then Rupa Goswami gave to Srimati Radharani. So this is how the importance of Guru and disciple relationship. Guru Devatatma. That is never the spiritual knowledge will never revealed to us. Tad vijnanartham sa guru me bhavigacchat samitpani sutriyam brahmanishtam. The guru tattva has to be understood. So today is Guru Purnima. So people are worshipping their guru even if in India, in your school, we worship our teachers also. I don't know nowadays they are doing or not. But my time we to worship our teachers also. But guru tattva has to be understood perfectly. What really guru is and what is a relationship of spiritual master. So that is saying, tad vijnanartham sa guru me bhavigacchat, tad vijnanartham. In order to receive the transcendental knowledge, that vijnanartham sa guru me bhavigacchat, one has to accept a spiritual master. Samitpani svatriyam brahmanishtam. That guru has to be svatriyam and brahmanishtam. He has to come in guru parampara. Amnaya prahatattam. Prahatattam, the absolute, the truth. This knowledge of the absolute truth is coming down Guru Parampara, Shrutriyam and Brahmanishtam. He has to be fixed with Brahma. He has to be fixed with Krishna. Tasmat Guru Prapadante Jigyansu Sri Uttamam Sabde Parecha Nishnatam Brahmanu Pasamasriyam Tasmat Guru Prapadante. Then one to accept a Guru, Tasmat Guru Prapadante Jigyansu Sri Uttamam. One who is jigyasu, inquisitive to achieve the shreya, the prime benediction of the life, he must accept a guru, and that should be sabde parecha nishnatam. Sabda brahmanishta, param brahmanishta. He should be very well equipped with the information of the Vedic literatures, sabda brahma, sabde, Veda, Vedic knowledge. Then para, param brahma, sabde parita nishnatam, brahmanu pasamasrayam. And upasama, all his senses are also controlled. Vacha vega, manasa krodha vega, jiha vega, udar upastha vega, edan, etan, veganja visahata dhira, prithivim sasishyat. So this kind of guru can deliver. And we can see how Srila Prabhupada, how he was able to convert so many people, to bring them into the path of devotion, because he fits to this category. He is Sabda Brahma, Param Brahma. He has fixed, his mind is fixed. That's why he was able to deliver all the living entities. So this is very important, specifically in the path of devotion. In other achievements, karma, jnana, yoga, one can do different way, but devotion is such a thing. It simply comes, amnaya pantha, it simply comes from upper level. We can never, by our own endeavor, we can do. So of course, this Guru Purnima, the appearance day of Srila Vyasadev. Vyasadev, he appeared in a very special way. I have heard once his father, Parasar Muni, Parasar Muni was crossing a river. Then when he was crossing a river, there is a fisherman was there with his daughter, and Parasar Muni wanted to associate, marry the daughter of this fisherman, Matsyagandha, but she has another name, Satyavati. Satyavati. That is how Srila Vyasadeva appeared. So many people, they comment that how such a great central personality got attracted to the fisherman's daughter. But actually, Parasar Muni, he could see by his Divya Drishti, a great personality is going to now manifest, appear on this earthly planet. So that's why in order to make Vyasadeva's appearance, and that thing happened, so he has to marry that girl, Satyavati, and then Vyasadeva appeared. So that this day, as Gauri Prabhu was telling, this morning in Govardhan, a very big day, people they go and they give some dakshina. The samit pani satyam brahmanism. We have to approach Guru, we have to give something to him. We have to glorify Guru. This Vedic system. When disciples approach Guru, first, before asking question, he must glorify the Guru and realize the greatness of Guru. Then disciple must give some upahara, some gift to Guru, then present his question. When Guru is comfortably situated, then Guru gives and see the service attitude of the disciple, then Guru will give, impart the perfect knowledge to the disciple. So until, unless our heart is very much cleansed, free from diplomacy, then Guru will not impart the perfect knowledge unto our heart. So today is very auspicious day, appearance day of Srila Vyasadeva Guru Purnima or Vyasa Purnima. Of course, in our society, in our parampara, Gaudiya Sampradaya, we observe, we do Guru Puja on the appearance day of Guru. For Prabhupada introduced Guru Puja should be every day, not once a year. In Gaudiya Math, they don't do every day. Gaudiya Math, they karma others, they do only Vyasa Puja day. Gaudiya Math, they do Guru Puja day. But ISKCON we do every day. The Prabhupada introduced. Every day. Like Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Skanda Purana explains. It's like there are three kinds of listening Bhagavatam. Tamaguna, Rajaguna and Satyaguna listening. Tamaguna listening Bhagavatam means you have Bhagavatam in your house, or sometime you get some free time, then you read Bhagavatam. It is Tamaguna. We have Tamaguna listening Srimad Bhagavatam. Then Rajaguna is Bhagavat Saptaha. Many people they do Bhagavat Saptaha in India. 7 days, I am too busy. 7 days I listen all the Bhagavatam, get all the Punya, go back to heaven. So they bring some Bhagavat Pathak. 7 days you complete the course. So that is Rajaguna Srimad Bhagavatam listening. Then Satyaguna Srimad Bhagavatam listening is, you take 1 month, 2 months, 1 year, and you complete Bhagavatam peacefully. That is Satyaguna. But Srila Prabhupada introduced Nirguna Bhagavata listening. Nirguna means Nityang Bhagavata Sevaya. Every day we should listen Bhagavata. Same day, every day we should worship Guru. Prabhupada instituted these things. Every day, Guru-disciple relationship should start from the early morning, first time. If Guru is there, the disciple will wake up, first he should go and pay obeisances to Guru to start his day. When we get up first on the bed even it, we chant our Guru's Pranam Mantra. So this is the special way in our bhakti line, the Guru has a big importance. So specifically on Guru's appearance day, the disciples, they pray Guru, they pray Vyasadeva. Guru's appearance day is a very special day. Because Guru, what the form of Guru according to scripture, just like I was telling yesterday, Srimati Radharani is the personification of Hladini Shakti. So Guru supposed to be the personification of Kripa Shakti. The Kripa Shakti, condensed form of Kripa Shakti, appears as Guru. So that's why when Krishna, very nice, sweet breeze of this magnanimity, kindness, he goes through, then that time his Kripa Shakti appears in this earthly planet as spiritual master. That is Guru. So that day is very auspicious day for the disciples. And any offense we commit Guru, if you beg apology on that day, then Guru will excuse. So this day is very important. Of course, for us, we know the Guru is non different from Balaram and Nityananda. Nityananda Prabhu is Guru Tattva. And that's why all these Gurus, they are manifesting, the perfect Sadgurus, they are all the Prakash of Nityananda Prabhu, Kripa Shakti. So for us it's very important to keep our good relationship with our spiritual master, our humble relationship, so by which the spiritual transcendental knowledge will be imparted into our heart. Jai Guru Purnima Ki, Vyasa Purnima Ki. If anybody has any question or any comments in Purana, Narad Muni's previous life also described how he was previously were Gandharva, married, and but that doesn't mean he got married and everything. But actually, this is a whole to show that this how Maya is like this, how one gets attracted. You see, Lord, whatever he will do only with his associates, good or bad, to show us, he has to do through his associates only, to give us example. This is how he exhibited this pastime. Vishnu is husband of everybody. He is your husband also. And Shiva is husband of Kali. And who is Shiva? Who is Shiva? He is transformation of Vishnu. Yes, Sadashiva is Shiva. Yes, in that form, all the Shakti Tattvas, they are manifestations of Srimati Radharani. Radharani manifests as Rukmini, Satyabhama, Lakshmi, all the gopis, Saraswati, even if wives of Indra, Kali, Chandika, Mandika, Parvati, everything comes from Radharani. And all Vishnu Tattvas, all Vibhuti Tattvas, they come from Krishna. In that way, she is saying, is offered to my husband. He is husband only. Gopi Bharti Padakamalar Das Dasana Dasaham. He is husband of everybody. Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki, Gaura Premānande. Hari Hari Bol.